Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellett. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball towards center. Rivera settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rivera. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Moss reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is walked intentionally. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krasnick moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellette fields it and throws to third for the out. Pierce moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Groth reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellett strikes out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into right field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krisnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Pellett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 2 in the game. Severs hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Rivera chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Krisnick fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Krisnick. Rivera throws the ball into Fox, who tags Severs trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Severs moves to third. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. Severs scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lenhart moves to third. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyke bunts towards third. Krisnick fields it and throws to first for the out. Lenhart scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Groth is hit by the pitch. Moss moves to second. Vic Wirtz pinch runs for Johnny Groth. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 2 in the game. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz now playing right field. Jim Dyke now playing center field. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sievers bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dyke, who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Mealy goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Browns. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Red Wilson pinch runs for Sherm Lawler. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd bunts in front of the plate. Moss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to second. Fred Marsh pinch hits for Rocky Krznick. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive towards the mound. Stewart catches it and throws to second to double up Wilson. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Fred Marsh now playing third base. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh juggles the ball. That's an error on Marsh. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moss bunts in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyke moves to second. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Don Larson pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Turley now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Moss and he is out, Barry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mealy strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy who is chasing the ball. Moss reaches third base with a triple. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Browns. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wertz bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Moss scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Turley moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Turley moves to third. Berry moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Fred Marsh. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Tom Wright pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stewart moves to second. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Fox reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.